When I was just a young man, my Savior came to me. He said in a low, still voice, won't you come sup with me? But I was so rebellious, and I pushed him away. I said, Lord, wait till I get old. I'm too busy to talk today. A few more years went rolling by, and I went on my way. But the Spirit said, I'm still here. Please don't turn me away. So many things I did were wrong, and yet I didn't seem to care. But Jesus, by his sweet mercy, said, child, I'm still right here. One night I saw the bride, and how happy they seemed to be. And I made it up in my heart, with them I'd love to be. I called upon our Savior, saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me, Lord, I done you wrong. Would you please come sup with me? After many long and sleepless nights, sweet Jesus heard my plea. He said, my child, my precious child, I'll come in and sup with thee. Here's you a very precious robe, yes, and new shoes for your feet. Now come, my little precious lamb, come in and sup with me. Now years are rolling by again, and I'm happy along my way. And often I think back in time of that sweet precious day. Sometimes I cry right out loud, oh Lord, how I thank thee for saving my poor lost soul and coming in to sup with me. Now, sinners, I beg you, please hear what I have to say. When Jesus knocks at your heart, please don't turn him away. Just open up and let him in. He's so full of mercy, you will see. And you'll be oh so happy the day you sup with thee.
Lord, help me, I pray, dear God. Lord Jesus, help God, I pray.
I hope that
Lord, Father, would you bless him, God, I pray.
What few minutes I stand before you that and whatever that comes out of my mouth, I hope it be seasoned with God's love.
Amen.
I would love that if it be God's will, that he would bless me to preach to you. Because I love to preach when God will bless. I would love to get blessed, not to make you look at Brother Gary and say, look what he done. But look up to where the help comes from. For I can't do nothing without the help of God. I hope that even the sinner man, and some might say, well, preacher, I don't believe this, but I hope the sinner man that he can look over my head. Somebody says, can the sinner man pray? I believe he can.
I'm still praying.
helping God.
When I was under conviction and I would go to church, and I was starved plumb to death. Thought I didn't have a friend in the world. And ever so often the old devil would tell me that you're wasting your time.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't gonna hear your cries. But I didn't give up. I kept pressing on.
Lord, blessing God, I pray.
And I would come to the church and I would ask God, God, I know that I'm surely not worthy of a blessing. But if you could see fit, would you just let one of the brothers knock a little crumb off the table just for me? And with an eye of faith, them brothers would begin to get blessed, and I'd see them. They'd knock a little crumb off the table, and boy, I'd run and grab that brother Junior. In my spiritually mind, I'd grab that, and to me, it looked like a mountain.
Lord, helping God, we pray.
I'd take it back to my little seat and I'd sit there and eat on that. And the old devil sitting right beside of me, he'd say, now wait. Wait, you don't need to do what you're doing. You're a young man yet. You've got a long time to live. Just wait, he said, just wait. When you get old, you can serve the Lord. And he almost persuaded me. He almost persuaded me to just go on and live the life I was living.
Sure. Yes, sir. He's a deceiver, brother.
But I knew that if I died, hell was my home. I had an old praying mommy and an old praying daddy. And they had enough oil in their lamps, Brother John,
for them.
You can read in the book here where there was 10 virgins.
They were all virgins.
And 5 of them went and got oil, and 5 slept.
Lord, helping God, we pray.
But when the time come, those 5 that slept, they begin to want to give us some of your oil. You see, we've just got enough to get us through.
That's all, Brother Gary.
Just enough to get us through. I hope you pray just a minute. I have had a real, real tough time the last month or so, and it seems like my lungs are getting worse and worse and worse. But I'm like the song the little brother sang. I might not be able to sing like I used to. But wait, just wait. Just hang right in there, brother, and wait. One of these days, when I walk down them streets of gold, I'll sing like a little bird again.
Lord, help me, God, I pray.
My health is failing me fast, I can tell that. They took me off work, took and gave me a breathing test, and they told me they just shut it up and said, that's it. It's over.
Can't work anymore.
But you know what? I put my faith in God.
Lord, helping God, I pray.
And my prayer is, God, if I've got one more breath in my body, if I've got one more breath in my body, Lord,
yeah,
let my last breath be shouting praises, amen, to your name.
Amen.
I've had a good life. I've had a good life. I have one big regret. My biggest regret is that I didn't turn to my King quicker than I did. I've talked to many, many people. Many people, and those that's got saved, and I've asked them time and time again. I said, have you any regrets? And they'd say, preacher, I wished I'd have done this a long time ago. I've never had one tell me that I wished I'd have put it off. Brother John, I've never heard nobody say that. I wish that I would have turned my life over to the Lord. I was 27 years old when I finally realized that hell was my home.
Lord, help
But I wished I'd have turned my life over a long time before I did. Yes, that's exactly right. We could have, but you know why we didn't? Because we love darkness better than we did the light.
That's exactly right, brother.
I'm glad to be here. I really am. We've had a good time coming down here. Brought two of our young converts. Ain't been in the church too long. Been following the church a long time, but they came with us. We've had a good time talking on the way down here. Had a joyous time. And I told my wife, Beulah, before we laid down last night, I said, honey, I'm so excited about to get to go down there tomorrow. Why? Because I love this little church. I love coming down here, brother. Listen to me. And I thought, sitting there on my seat, Brother John Bolin, I thought, what good friends I have down here at this church. And had I not turned to the Lord, our paths may never have crossed. May have never crossed. But I sit here and thought, oh, what good friends I've got, Brother John. And then I begin to say, well, you know, these friends that I've got here, they'll do anything in this world. I guarantee if I'd call, can you hit me? I'd guarantee they'd say, we'll be right there.
Thank you, Lord.
If we can. But they've been times that I've called and the line was busy and couldn't get a hold of them. Now I want to talk about another friend. I want to talk about another friend that every time I've ever made my call to heaven's land, he said, I'm right here, child. I'm right here. And he didn't have to say, what do you need? He knowed what I needed. But he wanted me to tell him. He wanted me to ask. He wanted me to ask and listen to me. The Bible says that you receive not because you ask not. Got a little something on my mind. I won't take long, Bubby. I won't rob you. I know it's preach and re-preach, but listen, I thought, even laid down last night, and I began to think, and I love getting in that book when the Lord will bless me. Oh, I love reading that book. It's something else to me. And listen, I've even got it on my computer. I found a thing on there. And listen, I can read while it talks to me. Listen, and I can read, and it pronounces them old big words. I have a time with that now. I really do. I have a time with them old big words. But listen to me. You know what? Listen, there's one word that I never have a time pronouncing, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I read in this book. Listen, brother, listen. We ought to love our children. That's what God told us, to take care of our children. I thought about this sister a while ago when she began to testify about what her child. We're going through the same thing. I've got a little nephew. We're going through the same thing with him. He spent Christmas in jail. His mom's heart, my sister, her heart was busted. But listen to me, them drugs are taking over. They're everywhere you look now. But listen, in the book here, I hope the Lord will. This is what I like to preach out of. Not what Gary Compton done or what Brother John Bolin done, but it's what Jesus done. I read in this book where there was a man, had 12 sons. Had 12 sons, and he loved every one of them boys. But listen to me, sometimes, even in the church, and I don't try to make a respect to person, but sometimes, Brother Junior Ruggles, sometimes people's better to me and than other people are, and that makes me a little closer to them.
Sure does. We're always human, Brother Gary.
But I read in this book here where this old man, he had a little son, and his name was Joseph. And he loved that little boy with everything in him now. He was special to him now. But you know what, brethren? I want you to think about this. There's jealousy in the church. There's jealousy in the church. One morning, Israel, his dad, Joseph's dad was sitting there. Come over here, son. I got something for you. I got something I want to give you. Yeah, what you got for me, daddy? I made a little coat for you. He made him a coat of many colors. And listen, when he gave him that coat of many colors, listen to me. His 11 brothers, they got so mad they couldn't stand it. Jealousy creeped right in.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something, Brother Junior Ruggles. When you get blessed here in this stand, sometimes these preachers, gets a little bit jealous.
Amen.
I wish I could preach like that. Here's how Brother Gary Compton gets along.
I'm happy with God's gifts.
When the youngest brother, those that just begin to preach God's gospel, when God sees fit to bless them, I'm tickle plumb to death. I'm tickle plumb to death. I want to see God's ministers get blessed. I want them to preach the gospel. I want them to spread the gospel wherever they go. It's food for the soul.
Yes, it is.
And if it's preached, there'll be a drawing prayer, and it'll draw them to the Lord. It'll draw them to the Lord. But these 11 brethren, they got so jealous they couldn't hardly stand it. And little Joseph went to bed and he began to dream. And he said he dreamed. And the next morning he got up and shared that dream. And he told his brethren, he said, I dreamed we was out in the field. And I dreamed we was making sheaves.
Yeah,
and he said there was 11 sheaves. And your sheaves bowed down to me, to my sheaf. And them boys got plumb mad. They got plumb mad.
Yes, they did.
Are you telling us, little Joseph, the youngest little fella here, are you telling us that we ought to bow down and worship you?
Yeah, definitely.
He went back to bed and dreamed another dream.
Yeah.
Got up the next morning, he told his daddy, "Oh, Dad, I dreamed last night. Oh, there was a moon and the sun, and there was 11 stars round about.
Yeah,
hey, listen to me." And he said, they bowed to me. Yeah, and his old man looked at him, "Son, are you telling me that we should worship thee? We should bow to you?" That's God working on both ends.
Amen, brother.
God will work, listen.
Yes, he will, brother.
God will work on both ends. Them boys, they got plumb mad.
Yes.
They went out into the field, took the cattle, ox, or whatever they had out to feed them. A little while, the old man got worried about his boys. Yeah, listen, sometimes even if your children is contrary to you, that don't mean you don't stop loving them.
Oh, no.
He got worried about them. "Come here, Joseph. Go out in the field and check on them." Joseph done just what his daddy wanted him to do.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I can see him heading out through there. And he got out of this big field where there's all supposed to be gathered round about now. And when he got out there now, they wasn't there.
Yeah.
But you see, God had somebody there to tell him where to go. Do you see, boys? Listen, God won't let you. God won't leave you out in the desert. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. And little Joseph, he's a wandering around, a looking for his brothers. Oh, and he began to think, where are they at? Here come that old man God had set there. Who are you looking for? I'm looking for my brothers. They're supposed to be out here feeding. Oh, he said, I was with them. And I heard them say where they're going, and they went over that way. And listen to me, Joseph went on his way. And you know what, them brethren seen him coming. And one of them spoke up and he said, "Ah, there comes our brother, the little dreamer. The little dreamer. There he comes, look at him. Tell you what we'll do with him. There's an old big pit here. Let's get him over here in this pit. And let's throw him in that pit. Nobody will never know him. Nobody will never know him. We'll even kill him. They was going to kill him. There's people in the church.
Now, what did God plan?
There's people in the church. Listen to me now. There's people in the church. You don't have to shoot a man to kill him. By talking about him, you can kill people. This old tongue can destroy and has destroyed. Has destroyed. But oh, listen. God was right there with that little fella. And God told him, I can just see God working. Listen, and he and one of the brothers spoke up. Oh, let's don't do that. Let's don't have that blood on our hands. Let's don't bother the little fella. Let's just put him in this pit and leave him alone. They done what he asked. Listen, and Reuben, I believe it was Reuben, went out on his way. He come back. And while he was gone, the midnights were coming. Seen a whole band of them coming. One of them brothers said, I know what we can do with him. We can sell him. Let's get him out of there. We get some money out of his hide. And they brought him up out of that pit. And sold him. And they went on, took little Joseph on into wherever they was going. Well, here come Reuben back. And he looked in the hole. Where's he at? He's gone.
Can't find him.
I can't find him. I can't find him. Somebody said, right here is his little coat. I tell you what we'll do with it. Let's go and kill us a young goat. And let's take that goat. Let's take that blood. Yeah. And we'll spread it all over.
Sure. Yeah.
All over. And we'll go to his daddy. We'll tell daddy what's going on. They got that little coat, Brother Junior. And they spread that blood all over it. Took it back into the old man.
Yeah.
Is this not the lad's coat? Yeah, that's the one I made for him.
Yeah.
These people, boys, listen to me. These people will fool you. I don't care how hard you try. I've been so disappointed. 30 years I've been walking with the Lord. I've been disappointed. I've had the heart wrenched right out of me. But I just keep pressing on. I keep pressing on. But you know what, boys? You know what the Bible said, brother? That they sheep in wolf's clothing.
Yes, that's exactly
right.
Here they are.
You can't
and would fool the very elect.
That's
him right up yonder, the very elect, if possible.
If possible.
If possible, but they can't fool him. They might fool me and you. But they fooled his daddy, didn't he, with that little blood and coat. They brought it to him. That's my little coat that I made for my little boy. And he began to cry and go on. Oh, he was tore all to pieces.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he said, I know what's happened now. A big old beast, no doubt, out into the field. They've tore him all to pieces. And this is all that's left. This is all that's left. I told him a while back. The garment he had on got him in trouble. Now let's jump. Now I'm trying to get out of this good brother's way. Let's jump right over here and let's just see how God comes back into the picture. They brought Joseph into the place there. And Joseph won the heart. Man, he must have been a pretty good fella. And he won the heart there. And he put him over everything. He put him over everything. Now that garment that he had on first, that got him in trouble.
Yep.
That coat of many colors. Now I'm going to tell you about some more garment got him in trouble. His master told him, I'm going to make you take care of everything I got. Everything I got here. His master left. Joseph was on the farm, I'll call it.
Yeah, he was. That's what it was.
That man's wife called him. Come in here. I'll talk to you a minute. Come in here. What do you want? Come lay with me.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
No.
I can't do that. I got God on my side. I can't do that. And my master, he's trusting me with everything here. But he's kept you for himself. I can't do that. She got plumb mad at him. He left. Come back in there again and same thing. She fixed him this time, Mo. She fixed him this time. Yeah, she wanted him to lay. No, he said, I won't do that. And he started out the door and she started screaming and jerked the coat off his back. And he took off running. That's that garment got him in trouble. He called the master, come back in. Look here, look what you've done to us. You brought this little fella into us here. Look what he's done. He tried to lay with me and I wouldn't let him. It's not this his garment. That's him. Put him somewhere. Put him in prison, didn't he?
Yes, they sure did.
Sure did.
Put him in irons.
Put him in prison. While he was down there, he is love. That's all it boils down to, his love. He is love. That's what Jesus has got in every one of us.
Amen.
He is love.
Amen.
By my love and kindness have I drawn thee. He is love, Brother John Boland. He won the jailer. Won his heart. Man, he liked him real good.
Amen.
The old Pharaoh, I believe it was, wasn't it?
Pharaoh.
Had a
baker.
A baker and a butler.
Yeah, that's right.
Got mad at them, put them in the pen.
Yep.
They went to bed one night and had a dream.
Yeah, they had a dream.
Yeah, the butler. The butler come to, oh, what's the matter with you? Joseph asked him, what's the matter?
Yeah,
I dreamed a dream last night. You did? What was it about?
Disturbed me.
It ain't me, but through God, I'll interpret that dream for you, he said.
He did.
He said, I dreamed, he said, that I had the master's cup.
That's my brother.
And he said, I dreamed of a big vine. And that vine had three branches coming off of it. Prettiest grapes there was. And he said, I took my hand and I squeezed and filled the master's cup.
Yes. And I gave it to him.
And I gave it to him to drink.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Drink
out of it. Joseph looked at him and he said, this way. He said, that vine and them three branches represents 3 days. And he said, in the end of them 3 days, Pharaoh will return you back to your job, my way of putting it, just what you was doing before.
And you'll give him the cup.
Well, a little while longer. Here come the baker in there. Oh, he said, I've had a dream. Can you hit me with mine? Yeah, I sure can. He said, I dreamed that I had three white baskets upon my head, and those baskets were full of baked meat. And he said, the fowls of the air come, and they eat every bit of that now. He said, now what do you think of that? He said, the three baskets represents 3 days. And in 3 days, Pharaoh will cut your head off top of your shoulders, and he'll hang your hide up on a big tree. And it come to pass.
And he did.
But here's what he promised. Here's what Joseph, boy, he said, listen.
Remember me.
Silver and gold, my way of putting it, I don't want your money. I just want you to do something for me. When you get out of here, and when you come before Pharaoh, I pray that you remember me. Tell Pharaoh about me. He said, tell him how I am. I shouldn't be down here. But he said, tell Pharaoh. Tell Pharaoh. Did they keep their word? They forgot, didn't they? They forgot. Sometimes I say, I'll be there next weekend. And I forget. Sometimes I don't keep my word. Brother John Boland, we ought to say, if it's God's will. If it's God's will, I'll be there. And let's talk just a minute on that. Some of them will hide behind that, though, knowing that they can't make it. And they'll say, if it's God's will. Now, that they've just about lied.
That ain't no good.
They know to start with they weren't going to come, didn't they? Have you seen it? Why, sure you've seen it. Let's not hide behind it. Let's not hide behind it. But anyway, Pharaoh had a dream. Oh, he was tore all to pieces. He said, I dreamed that I was down by the river, and there was seven kind come out of the river. Big, old, healthy-looking, beautiful-looking beast. And he said, directly there were seven poor little skinny things come out. And he said, they devoured those flat, fat-fleshed ones, and they didn't change their appearance nary a bit.
They were still poor.
They tore all to pieces. And then he said, you know, I also had a dream. I dreamed that there was seven old big beautiful big stalk of corn coming. Had 7 years on it.
Seven.
And there was another stalk come. Little old swindly looking nubbins, little old bitty things. And it devoured them seven beautiful ones. He asked everybody in the city there.
In the kingdom, yeah.
Tell me what's going on with this. I'm tore all to pieces.
There's some little fellow down
there. Here's where his promise come back to him.
Yeah. Preach it there.
Here's where his promise come back to him. Listen to me, folks. If you promise God to do something, you better do it.
You better do it.
Yeah. Bible says not make a vow, not pay it now. But anyway, nobody could answer Pharaoh's dream. Could interpret it. The old butler said, oh my God, I've sure made a big mistake.
I remember
what I told that little fella down there in prison. Pharaoh, there's a man down there can tell you exactly what that dream means. Pharaoh said, go fetch him. Bring him up here.
Yeah,
brought him up there. Give him some clean clothes. Cleaned him up. Come before Pharaoh. Pharaoh asked him. Told him the dream. He said, Pharaoh, those seven big fat kind, big kind cows you had, that represents 7 years of good, sweet, everything going to be good. And those other seven, they're going to mean... They're going to be a famine.
Yeah, buddy.
Listen to me, boys.
Yeah.
There's a famine right now.
Yes.
There's a famine going on right now.
Sure are.
Right here in the United States. And I'm not talking about beans and taters and cornbread.
Amen,
I'm talking about the famine gospel of Jesus Christ. Told you a while ago how God works on both ends. Going to jump right here and get out of little brother's way. But he... Pharaoh restored to him, took care of Joseph. He won Pharaoh's heart, Joseph did. I'm going to tell you something. One of the best friends you got in this world is an old praying sister or an old praying brother in the Lord.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's one of the best friends you got in this world.
Yeah.
The best friend you'll ever have is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Right.
But these old brothers and sisters, they love you. They pray for you. They'll come to you in the midnight hour if they can.
Yes, they will.
But after, throughout, and we go read it. It's right in here. Go read what I've been preaching to you.
Yes, sir.
Right towards the end, Sister Pam, right towards the end, Joseph took care of everything Pharaoh had.
Sure did.
And Joseph wanted to see his daddy and his brothers. And Israel, they got hungry. They want nothing to eat. Go down there. I reckon Egypt's got all kinds of corn.
Go
down there and get it.
Get some.
Take some money and go down there. They done just what Daddy asked them.
Sure did.
And they got down there and come before Joseph. Joseph said, fill their sacks plumb full. And they got plumb full. And he said, listen, go get my cup. Slip my cup. Put their money. Put their money right back down in their sacks. And put my cup. I'm hurrying, trying to get up through there. But he come up there and he said, put. And he brought, when he said, now just as soon as they got outside.
Go get them.
He told his boys, go down and get them. Bring them back in here. I'm going to scare them to death.
Yeah,
put the fear of God in them.
Amen.
They was mean to him.
Yes, they were.
They was mean to Joseph. But Joseph wasn't mean to them. He was just going to teach them. He's going to teach them. I'd rather have a man tell me the truth.
Yeah.
And I mean honestly the truth. As to butter it up.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible speaks of that, don't you, Bubby?
Yeah.
Talk about untempered mortar. Mm-hmm. I'd rather hear good gospel preaching.
Yeah.
It might get on my toes, and they have. I've had the brothers preach and stomp my toes all to death. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
They told me the truth.
Amen, brother.
You know why it hurt my feet? Because I was guilty.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I was guilty. Sure. You see, as close as I try to walk, I still make big mistakes.
Yeah.
I still make big mistakes. And so many times, I'll have to go to the King and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He said, I know what you are because I created you.
Amen.
I created you. And you know, he showed so much mercy on me. But after it's all said and done, they went and brought them boys back and they were scared plumb to death.
Yeah.
And he told them, he said, I want to keep one of them here now. And you go get my daddy. Go get him. Didn't call him his daddy. He said, go get your daddy. Bring him down here. His daddy, they went to him and his daddy said, oh my gosh. My gosh.
They're
going to kill us. We've had the lick now. They're going to kill us. We've had the lick now. But he abide. He come back down there. And Joseph hid himself. And when he seen him come in and the old man with him, Joseph's heart, oh man, tears are running down every cheek. He was tickled to death. And he went out and told him just he couldn't hold it back no longer. Listen to me, boys. When you get God in your heart, then you can just hold it so long now.
That's right.
I'm an old country boy. And up in our neck of the woods, we'd take gourds and cut a